This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate Commerce and Energy Committee will come to order. We would like to welcome everyone who found the right room this morning since we moved, and also like to welcome anyone who is listening on the internet this morning. Remind everyone, please turn your cell phones off. Any other tablets or computers that might make noises and disrupt the testimony. And will the secretary please call the roll?
Senator Curd? Excused. Kennedy?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Novstrom?
Here.
Steinhauer?
Here.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye. Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, look for a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved. Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Steinhauer, seconded by Senator Monroe. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, minutes are approved. Okay, we will remind everyone who plans to testify to please sign in at the podium at the back. And any lobbyists that are representing an organization, please make sure you have your badges visible to the committee. We'll remind anyone who plans to testify that if you have handouts, please use the pages to distribute those. And with that, we'll recognize our pages and thank you for your work the last 2 weeks and ask you to please identify yourself and tell us what your plans are and maybe what the highlight of your week 2 weeks was.
I'm Abby Moon. I'm from Wall, and I plan to attend SDSU next fall to study nursing. And probably one of my best experiences here was just learning how our government works.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Avery Weinheimer. I'm from Oneida, and I plan to go to SDSU as well. A highlight of my week is just being able to talk to all the legislators and gain insight to how our government works.
Thank you. And thank you for your help this last couple weeks. Is there anyone with need a personal privilege this morning or introductions? Okay, seeing none, we will remind everyone, please put your testimony and questions through the chair. And with that, we're going to have a slight juggling of the schedule. Senator Nesbitt's got a bill in another committee, so we're going to move 12:16, but he promised he'd be brief because he has to get to another committee. So, good morning, Senator.
Thank you, Chairman Stalzer and other members of the committee. And it is always dangerous. It's tomorrow morning. I get to go for 2 hours at Augustana University talking about unemployment, inflation, and business cycles. But I'll be a little pithier here this morning. So, this morning I'm bringing you House Bill 12:16. And it is a simple bill. What it does is it adds interns to our protected workforce under the law. Interns are increasingly used by various business and nonprofit institutions, including our own legislative chambers. I'm finding some of my best students are leaving Augustana University and taking unpaid internships out in the world to get experience, to build their resumes, and to go on to further professional development. Interns play a vital role in the work we do as employers and nonprofits across the state. HB 1216 is simply adding the definition of intern in the current statute, as well as adding them to the discriminatory practices section of our current law. We simply want to ensure that interns are given the same legal protections extended to other employees under the law in our state. And I thank you, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Senator. Is there additional proponent testimony? Okay, the person that got up is just going out to answer a telephone. So is there any opponent testimony? Okay, seeing none, we will dispense with redirect or rebuttal and ask for committee questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Schoenbeck.
And I could direct this at the good senator. I'm curious, Section 3, the change to 300 days from 180, I'm just curious why.
Mr. Chair, would you just expand on that question a little bit?
It's more, raising Senator? The time to file from 180 days to 300 days. And why was that change made, I think, is what he was.
You didn't talk about the third section of the bill.
I didn't. Can you expand on that just a little bit? Just remind me of that third section.
And I don't know if this applies to the whole, I don't do this area law, but I know it's traditionally about 180 days to file these charges, and this bill also changes it from 180 to 300 days, and I was curious what the reason was.
Right. Thank you. Again, thank you for your patience, Mr. Chair, just to allow a longer time to be able to file that claim.
Any follow-up? Any additional committee questions? Okay. Any committee discussion and or action? Senator Kennedy.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move to pass.
Do we have a second? Senator, we have a do pass motion on House Bill 1119. Whoops, sorry. 1216, to revise certain provisions regarding sexual harassment. Motion was made by Senator Kennedy, seconded by Senator Schoenbeck. Any discussion of that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would just point out, I think Section 3 is the most significant part of the bill in terms of change in the law. That's a significant change from 180 days of traditional time period to 300, and I'm kind of surprised there wasn't at least somebody explaining from the department. But
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nostrip.
Would a substitute motion be in order?
Yes.
I would like to offer an amendment.
Proceed.
I would go to page 2, line 23 and 24, and take it back to the original 180 days. So in other words, we would delete, or we would cross out the 300 days and insert 180 days so that part of the bill
just
remains.
Section 3. Just delete section 3.
Section 3.
Okay.
Okay, we have an amendment to strike Section 3.
Second.
Made by Senator Nostrip, seconded by Senator Schoenbeck. And we'll just hold 1 minute to make sure staff is okay. Okay. We will, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, amendment passes.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Move do pass as amended. Okay.
Yeah, we are back to the do pass now. So Senator Schoenbeck has a motion, do pass as amended. Senator Kennedy is seconded. Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, we'll ask the Secretary to please call the roll.
Senator Curd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Dupas.
Okay, having received a unanimous vote of the committee and having no opposition, even though it was amended, doesn't materially change things on the intent, I will certify it eligible for the consent calendar without objection. Seeing no objection, Senate Bill 1216, or House Bill 1216, will move to the floor on the consent calendar. Okay, now we will move to House Bill 1119 to include certain offenses committed in another state for purposes of enhanced penalty. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Doug Barthel, representative from District 10, Sioux Falls. I bring before you today, it's a minor change to our assault statute. It was actually kind of a miss when we changed this a year or two ago to include out-of-state offenses in basically the penalty enhancement part of the statute. The one that we missed was intentional contact with bodily fluids, which is better known as sliming. I can name off all the things that constitute that, but we're getting pretty close to lunch hour, so unless you ask for it, I won't name all of those off. But Mr. Bashan is here with the State's Attorneys Association. He'll go into a little more detail with the bill, but I would urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. For additional proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Paul Bashan with the State's Attorneys Association. Appreciate my thanks to Representative Barthel. Really what this does is this is the out-of-state counting when you're looking at convictions that would make a normal, simple assault, three offenses within 10 years. We have statutes for other areas such as DUI that says you get to use those out-of-state DUI convictions for counting. This says you get to use those out-of-state assaults for counting. We added this sliming last year in the assault bill. For counting purposes, we missed the out-of-state sliming, so that's all it does. It's a fix from last year. Appreciate your time, Mr. Chair. I'm here for questions.
Thank you. Is there additional proponent testimony? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Charlie McGuigan with the Attorney General's Office, and we do support the bill as well. Thank you.
Okay. Additional proponent testimony? Okay, seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Okay, seeing none, we will dispense with rebuttal and move to committee questions. Seeing none, we'll move to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Move to pass.
Is there a second? Okay. We have a motion do pass on House Bill 1119 made by Senator Schoenbeck, seconded by Senator Steinhauer, and that's to include certain offenses committed in another state for purposes of an enhanced penalty. Any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, I'll have the Secretary call the roll.
Senators Curd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
7 ayes.
Okay, having received a unanimous vote of the committee and having no opponent testimony, I will certify that House Bill 1119 is eligible and will be placed on the consent calendar without objection. Having no objection, the bill will move to the floor on the consent calendar. Okay, our next bill is House Bill 1199. We have...
Mr. Chair.
Senator Schoenbeck.
This time I would move Amendment 1199A, and if it's adopted, I'd ask that the bill be moved to the bottom of the calendar.
Second. Okay, we have a motion to amend with 1199A, made by Senator Schoenbeck, seconded by Senator Curd. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Mr. Chairman, could we have just brief discussion?
Okay.
This is not going to have anything to do with REAs and municipalities or investor-owned, and so I just wanted to, if anybody had any thoughts that this involved that, it doesn't.
Yeah, just a little more explain. This is a hog house amendment. It is totally unrelated, other than the title, to the original intent of 1199. And is there a separate title or amendment, or is that in the hog house?
It's all in the amendment.
Here. Okay. So with that, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. House Bill 1199 has been amended. We will move it to the bottom, and now we will address House Bill 1262. Is Senator Kobach, there you are.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the Commerce and Energy Senate Committee. Welcome to South Dakota today on such a fine, beautiful day. I'm here on House Bill 1262. Mr. Chair, can I make just a couple comments?
Go ahead.
Thank you. What we have here is a private taxpaying company that loses assets, equipment, and customers to a government that pays no taxes. This arrangement was all put into place in 1975. You may recall that our governor at that time was Governor Dick Knipe. And Dick Knipe and I go back a long way. He's no longer here with us, but Dick and grew up in my hometown of Salem, and I babysat his boys when me and my sister. He was a little bit ahead of his time because that was the Bernie Sanders model. Take from the private sector and give it to the government. We tried to thread the needle, but after hundreds of hours of meetings and discussions, thousands of dollars of taxpayer citizens' money spent by municipals and the state for number of summer studies by legislative groups, plus all the dollars spent by the co-ops, REAs, and IOUs. And I want to just recognize one gentleman. He's no longer here in the Senate, but that was Senator Al Solano, who chaired the summer studies this past summer. And I thought he did a very fine job. And I thought that coming out of those summer studies that there was an agreement that was reached, but that agreement fell apart. So, Mr. Chair, I respectfully ask you to table 1262. Thank you.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to make the tabling motion because I'd like to make a couple comments because I don't think it's appropriate that those comments are the last word on what is a bad bill that tried to do bad policy that would do damage to communities in South Dakota. And it was the REAs that started this. They were told over a year ago this wouldn't pass. It was a bad thing and they shouldn't do it. They persisted. They suckered people into getting involved with them that shouldn't have been involved. And I'm glad to hear this is finally going to end. It should have ended a year ago last December.
Senator Kennedy.
Mr. Chairman, at the request of the prime sponsor, I'll move to table House Bill 1262.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Kennedy, seconded by Senator Schoenbeck, to table House Bill 1262 to revise provisions regarding electric service in annexed areas. Is there any discussion of the motion? I guess this is not debatable, so will the Secretary please call the roll?
Senators Curd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Excuse.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Six aye.
One excuse. Okay, having received a majority votes of the members elect, House Bill 1262 is tabled. Okay, this brings us back to House Bill 1199. And since it's hoghoused, Senator Schoenbeck, are you going to do the proponent testimony?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Lee Schoenbeck, Watertown, District 5. Just about everybody left. Apparently, this isn't as interesting.
It was the other night.
It was the other night. What this bill does is there were some really fine points made by my good friend. He always says that. The senator from Yankton, as well as the senator from Vermilion, and maybe a couple from myself about some changes that ought to happen in the what has been known as the riot boosting bill. And this bill now includes the corrections or the cleanup of that, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any additional proponent testimony?
Okay, seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Okay, seeing none, we will move to committee questions. And I guess I would have the first one. Would the sponsor please just quickly enumerate the three sections so that people, at least at the on the internet, what this is doing?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have some notes that have it, but I'm pretty sure I can do it from memory for you. Concern raised by the senator from Yankton, and I'm just seeing if I can real quick find where the correction is made. It's the language that would provide in the damage calculation that it's damage to others. That's been removed, and I'm not finding it quickly as I'm looking at it. I'm going to bet he's going to find it first. The senator from Vermilion pointed out that there's a provision where it said liability. That's on page 3, line 24, last line of the bill. That should have said damages. That's fixed. And really, the more interesting change that permeates this and why it takes more lines than it would for those other two changes is that it does away with the phrase riot boosting, which was a locally created phrase that doesn't have a history in the law, and instead it talks about incitement to riot, and it discusses it as a civil penalties for incitement to riot, and that's the I would call it the most significant change throughout the bill.
Thank you. Additional committee questions? Seeing none? Oh, Senator Monroe is slow as usual. Go ahead, Senator Monroe.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Chairman. I don't see any way that this compares with electrical companies. Can you explain that? Or you just, if we got a carcass here, they call it in today's terms, should be something that's a little bit germane.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
It's an energy policy bill, like the other one was. How's that? And if I might, the otherwise damage language is on line 11 and page 3. It was the request of the good senator from Yankton County.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Kennedy.
Yes. This is more a comment than a question. I appreciate the help in finding that. This did address several of the concerns I had with the bill that I expressed the other night. I will say that it doesn't address them all, because we are still using a term in this proposed bill, the term urges, which I still have concerns with under Judge Pearsall's prior ruling. With that said, this is a significant improvement.
Okay. Any additional committee questions? Seeing none, we will move to committee discussion and or action.
Second.
Okay, we have a do pass motion from Senator Curd, seconded by Senator Schoenbeck. Do pass for House Bill 1199 to require certain annexation information to be provided. 1199A as amended. 1199 as amended. And I don't have the title in front of me, so.
Here, I've got it.
Okay. Okay, an Act 2 revised civil liability for riot and incitement to riot. Is there any discussion of the motion to pass? Senator Monroe.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, but I just pretty much disagree with everything I've heard so far about this bill, and I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Senator Steinhauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since I wasn't privy to the meeting the other night, there seems to be some controversy about the word urge. I'd like to just understand a little bit more about that, if maybe Senator Kennedy and Schoenbeck could explain.
There is a section in there where if you urge someone to riot, and there is somewhat disagreement. I guess we have another shot on the floor if the two attorneys are... whatever, get together.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I did read the use of the word urge in the bill in a couple of places. Is it a lack of definition, or is there, go back to the ruling, I think Judge Pearsall's name was invoked.
Senator Kennedy.
You go first.
And then you can rebut. The word urge is in the bill, and I think it's defined in the bill. I don't have the bill will be on the other bill that we're talking about will be on the floor today, and in all likelihood, I'll read that definition out of the bill just because I have a good friend I know that wants to hear about it. But there's a disagreement about whether that creates some infirmity in light of Judge Pearsall's decision or not.
And I'll try to be as concise as I can. When Judge Pearsall looked at 1094, there were four words that were used in 1094, and I can't recall all of them off the top of my head. The one that Judge Pearsall found acceptable was the word direct, because he found that evidenced some ability to control the action that was being undertaken. The other words he found to be unconstitutionally vague because they didn't have the element of control that direct had. My concern with the word urge is that I think it's much closer in definition and in understanding to the vague words than the word direct. And I guess the argument I made in committee the other night was, why not just use direct, because that's what Judge Pearsall has said is an acceptable term.
Okay, any additional committee questions?
I could read the language out of the bill, but I don't know that if you want me to.
That is fine with me.
I was going to pull up the other bill, but my good friend here has in 1199, if you look at the definition of incitement to riot, you'll see urging defined there. And it's defined one other place in the bill, too.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, the incitement to riot is defined, not the word urge. I am capable of reading, and the word urge is used again down in when it's talking about damages, I thought. But it's down later in the bill, but I didn't see a definition of the word urge. So,
Senator Schoenbeck.
I might, Mr. Chairman, if you look on line 17, well, they didn't put urge in quotation marks and do it as a definitional format like that. The bill does say urging includes, and then it goes through to describe what it does include and specifically what it doesn't include, which is oral or written advocacy of ideas or expression. It's the First Amendment protection. And I know that similar language appears in another section of the bill.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Kennedy.
And if I might point out to my colleague from Watertown, one of the other objections I had was that word urge that you've just highlighted on line 16 is in the definition of incitement to riot. And we define incitement to riot to include inciting. And I think that kind of violates one of the fundamentals of statutory construction I'm aware of, that you define a term by itself. So I think that's another potential problem with the language in this bill.
Senator Schoenbeck?
Well, I would just say if you read the definition of incitement to riot, it is true the word incite appears within it in a disjunctive fashion with produce the use of force or violence, and it's fleshed out by several things that I think are called prepositional phrases, but it's not my specialty.
And the chair can't help with that either. So. Okay. Any additional questions at this point? And Senator Steinhauer here.
Just a comment, and I'm not inclined to want to try to do in a voice amendment, but I think that if that Section 2, which is defining incitement to riot, were segregated so that urge or urging was separately defined, I think it would improve the bill. But maybe that could be done if this makes it to the floor.
That we will encourage the attorneys on the opposite ends of our roster here today to talk that over between now and whenever it would make the floor, if it does. Okay. If I can remember, I believe we have a motion and seconded. Is any more discussion before we call the vote? Seeing none, will the Secretary please call the vote?
Senators Curd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nostrup. Excuse. Steinhauer.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
5-1-1.
Having received a majority vote of the members-elect, House Bill 1199 will go to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Okay, is there any additional committee action? Okay, seeing none, we do have a... want to thank our LRC staff for all their help this year, and we'd like to give them a little token of our thanks, and I guess I would ask for a quick round of applause. Okay, any other committee? We will look for a oh, we were going to adjourn. Do you have something we need before? Okay. We will be at ease. Okay, we'll be back in order, and we are looking for a motion
to adjourn. Move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion by Senator Schoenbeck, second by Senator Curd. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned for the year.